by now, most of us know we have a doctor shortage here in Idaho. We also have a shortage of certified nursing assistants in our state. Well, thanks to a new $500,000 grant awarded to the Idaho Healthcare Association Foundation, that shortage may go away. The money will be used to train and recruit CNAs for long-term care facilities here in the Gem State. By helping these facilities pay for the entire cost that students bear for the cost of a training program, but it will also allow long-term care facilities to pay a wage to students while they're getting this training. Now, one of the main training facilities for CNAs here in our state is at the College of Western Idaho. Joining me today to talk about what this grant means for patient health here in Idaho is Christy Rood, CWI's Vice President of Economic Development, and Pam Hodges, the manager of CWI's Nursing Assistant Program. Welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you, Jitma.
The first question I have right for you, Pam, explain what a CNA is for people who may not be aware of this.
Okay. CNAs, they're certified nursing assistants. They undergo a program. They take a program 120 hours, 88 hours of classroom time, 32 hours of clinical. It's a work of heart. They work under the direction of an RN or LPN, under a nurse, and they learn skills to take care of people, vital signs, blood pressure, pulse, respiration. They learn to do activities of daily living. For they assist people or they do it for them. But it's a demanding career, but it's very rewarding to helping people. Sometimes they'll feel guilty getting paid for helping people.
So why do we see a shortage of CNAs in particular?
Okay. I think because our population has grown, there's more elderly people. Hmm. And there's so many different areas they can work in, you know, hospitals, assisted living, hospice, home care. There's so much they can do, and there's such a need. But I think that's mainly the shortage is because of the increase in population.
And when we talk about how CWI plays a part in this, this was something, Christy, that is kind of a mission of the college, correct, when it comes to healthcare. Talk a little bit about how that all plays into this.
Yeah, absolutely. College of Western Idaho has a multitude of healthcare programs and our credit degree-seeking programs transfer, I mean, all the way to our nursing assistant. The nursing assistant specifically is going to help serve. We serve over 900 students in that program, so it's a healthy amount of students. They typically come to us in two pathways. They really know that they want to be in a long-term facility. They're there to get a job, or they're also coming through our nursing assistant program to transfer into maybe nursing school, into PA school, and some of those students already know they've got a higher trajectory or a different trajectory out of long-term care. So we're serving both of those kinds of students, particularly in this program. So if you think about it, it serves our workforce and our employment needs, but then our program also serves our college readiness transfer and into those other pipelines into nursing schools at CWI and elsewhere.
And do you have the capacity for having the number of students that this will serve?
Yes, we're actually positioning ourselves because of Pam's great work we're going to be able to expand our program with the goal of increasing it by at least 200-300 students over the next year. We've got the curriculum, we've got the teachers, we just need the students now, and that's where this grant from the Idaho Healthcare Association will help immensely, hopefully to track those students into this career pathway.
And do we see the shortage, and I don't know if you have the answer for this, but do we see the shortage mainly in the Treasure Valley, or is it statewide? And then when they get that education, even though they get it in the Treasure Valley, are they likely to go to other parts of the state?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd say it's statewide.
It's statewide.
Yeah. Yes.
And I would even say probably nationwide. It's not unique to the Treasure Valley. Mm-hmm. And I would also say if we look at our students that come in, Pam, you can, mm-hmm. you know, attest to this, mm-hmm. that they tend to stay here. Mm-hmm. They're mostly place-based individuals. Mm-hmm. That's true. We're coming to the program to leave. And mm-hmm. so that is the nice thing. The training and the money will stay in the Valley.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And talk to me about how the grant will help not only, you know, training more CNAs, mm-hmm. but when it comes to overall patient care and health. Because, Pam, you mentioned, I mean, and we talked about this yesterday when we were talking about the changing face of healthcare. Mm-hmm. We have an aging population.
Right.
That's not just in Idaho. That's right. Nationwide. Hence, we uh-huh. have these shortages. Mm-hmm. So when we see a grant like this that we're talking 200 to 300 maybe trained CNAs for something like this. Mm-hmm. How does that play into the overall healthcare just of our state?
Okay. Well, it'll help overall. It'll be wonderful for the whole state. But this grant specifically is for long-term care. And so to help keep not only to recruit employees, but to keep for retention. And I see that it could help with career laddering. You know, if they stay in that facility, they will get a $500 bonus for staying there for 6 months. And also they have a great mentoring program with their orientation. So it will help with retention. And then with the career ladder, I've known many in the past that have gotten their CNA, then their LPN, then their RN, and they become the director of nursing or staff development coordinators in that facility. So it'll be great for the long-term care specifically.
I'm speaking with Christy Rood, CWI's Vice President for Economic Development, and Pam Hodges, Manager of the Nursing Assistant Program at the College of Western Idaho. We're talking about a grant that was given to I'm trying to remember the entire name of it, the Idaho Healthcare Association Foundation, a $500,000 grant to train CNAs specifically in long-term care facilities here in Idaho. And before we came on the air, you were telling me, Christy and Pam, that this grant is based on a grant that the state of Wisconsin got because they were seeing similar issues. Mm-hmm. So this has already been proven.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All of the orientation, the requirements, and everything that comes into how a student onboards into, you know, obtaining the money for the scholarship and the funding, and then after, is all based upon that Wisconsin model, but obviously fits Idaho and fits our system. And the Idaho Healthcare Association is very adept at understanding how this money flows. And this is also eligible for not just College of Western Idaho, but any nursing assistant program in the state that's approved through, you know, the respective health and welfare channels.
So that's how we get to the other parts of the
yes,
state.
Right.
Then. So this is not, so that's good to know for people who may be looking yes. at maybe North Idaho,
yes,
East
yes.
Idaho, contacting the Idaho Healthcare mm-hmm. Foundation mm-hmm. and saying, okay, I want to do this program,
right.
but I may be place-based in Idaho Falls, or I may uh-huh. be, you know, in Sandpoint, something
right.
like that. And how do I find out how this program works?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would assume College of Southern Idaho also down in your listening area.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a nice fit for those folks down mm-hmm. there if interested.
So how in the world does someone then become eligible for this program? Because it's amazing that it covers the cost of their education, mm-hmm. but it also allows long-term care facilities to give them a wage while they're doing
right.
this training. And then, like you said, Pam, if they stay at the facility mm-hmm. for 6 months, they get a monetary bonus
right.
for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is huge value.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it almost sounds too good to be true,
it does.
Right?
It really does. It's wonderful, though. Yeah.
So how do they get into this program? And does it start in the fall? When can this all start happening?
We have classes starting all the time.
Every month.
Yes. And, you know, to meet needs, work between family and work schedules. And so we have online or hybrid classes where they take the didactic portion online and then come in for 4 hours a week to do their skills and then the 32 hours of clinical. Or we have 8-hour classes a week, an all-day Saturday class, or a split class, Monday, Wednesday, Tuesday, Thursday class, a fast-track class as well, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, or a Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, that they can complete faster.
I'm just amazed you know all of that off the top of your head, Pam.
Oh, it's what I live
It's
in.
What you do.
Exactly.
So if someone is interested in this program, do they, I would assume they contact the Idaho Healthcare
yes.
Association,
yes.
the foundation?
Robert Vandermeer,
mm-hmm.
He can help with that. And we will have information for students at our orientation and at our one-stop locations, too, that they can access this information.
And you have a phone number if you want to
mm-hmm.
give it out, and then
okay.
we'll make sure that we put it on our website when we have a website, and we'll put this in there with the audio, but also a phone number.
Okay.
But if you want to give that right now.
Sure. It's 208-343-9735.
And you just call, talk to the association, find out if you qualify for something like mm-hmm. this or if a loved one does.
Yes. Yes. I mean, encouraging mm-hmm. families, friends, neighbors, anybody mm-hmm. you know that wants mm-hmm. to onboard into this career or is interested, they can also call College of Western Idaho, mm-hmm. talk to any of our folks that do registrations and talk to them about nursing assist, and they can guide them through what it takes to get entered into the program and the schedules. And then we'll also try to catch those students the first day of class to make sure that we've let them know that they're eligible. Mm-hmm. So we've got a couple mm-hmm. different ways to get to folks to make sure that the money is spent well and wisely and in the way that the Idaho Healthcare Association is required through the grant.
So bottom line, this mm-hmm. helps our economy here in the state. It educates people, gives them a good career ladder. If mm-hmm. they choose to move on, they can be in a different type part, I mean, going to an LPN or an RN. But ultimately, patient care gets better. Yes,
that's what we want. Mm-hmm. We want to produce exceptional CNAs, those that we could trust to take care of us and, more importantly, our families.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in today and talking about this. We will, of course, make sure people have that phone number or a way to get in touch if you or a loved one is interested in that program. I want to thank my guest today, Pam Hodges, the manager of the Nursing Assistant Program at the College of Western Idaho, and Christy Rood, CWI's Vice President of Economic Development. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.